Whose love? Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. 1 John 4:10. A man who was a professed Christian was one day taken seriously ill, and is so often the case when we are in weakened physical condition. Satan began to attack him so that he was beset by many doubts and fears. He was especially troubled about the little love he felt in his heart for God, and he spoke of his lack of spiritual warmth to one who called to see him. His friend was a wise counselor and far along the Christian pathway, and so he answered him as follows: "When I go home from here, I expect to take my baby on my knee, look into her sweet eyes, listen to her charming prattle, and, tired as I am, her presence will rest me. For I love that child with unutterable tenderness. She, however, loves me little. If my heart were breaking, it would not disturb her innocent sleep. If my body were racked with pain, it would not interrupt her play. Even if I were dead, she would probably forget me in a few days. Besides this, she has never brought me a penny, but is a constant expense to me. I am not rich, but there is not enough money in the world to buy my baby. How is it? Does she love me, or do I love her? Do I withhold my love until I know she loves me? Am I waiting for her to do something worthy of my love before extending it?" This pointed illustration concerning the love of God for his children caused the tears to roll down the sick man's face. "Oh, I see," he exclaimed. "It is not my love to God, but God's love for me that I should be thinking of. And I do love him now as I never loved him before." Oh, doubting Christian, stop looking within. You will only make yourself more miserable. Look away to Jesus. Think of his warm, tender, undying love for you, and your assurance will return. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. 1 John 4:10a.